Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Should you really eat an apple a day? You hear about that. And is that something that you should be doing? They've been saying that for about 100 years, right? Having to do with health. And we've been talking this whole show about stress and stressors and things and how nutrition can definitely help you. And nutrition can be a way to help reduce that adrenal fatigue, help with those endocrine disruptors, help with the estrogen receptors, all of these big words. And it can help us reduce our stress. Well, so we're going to talk about apples. So first of all, apples have fiber. They've been shown to reduce intestinal disorders, including diverticulitis, hemorrhoids, and possibly some types of cancer. They help control insulin levels by releasing sugar very slowly into the bloodstream. These are some of the reasons apples are just so awesome. They cleanse and detoxify, which helps them eliminate heavy metals such as lead and mercury. Apple has pectin, which helps reduce cholesterol levels by lowering insulin secretion. So we just said that they help control the insulin levels by reducing, releasing sugar slowly, more slowly into the bloodstream. Well, that's the pectin in the apples, and it helps by lowering that insulin secretion. In two studies, researchers found that eating 5 apples a week lowered the risk for respiratory diseases like asthma. According to Chinese medicine, apples strengthen the heart, quench thirst, lubricate the lungs, decrease mucus, and increase body fluids. I myself do feed my child apples every day, but I don't eat enough of them myself. But after this segment, I certainly am going to. Apple cider vinegar can help prevent the formation of kidney stones. We've heard that vinegar is very good to drink, and apple cider vinegar in particular. So that's one of them. Studies indicate that eating apples daily can reduce your skin diseases. So it's good for your skin. Who knew? According to a Brazilian study, eating an apple before a meal can help women lose 33% more weight than those who didn't. I'm eating my apple today. It's going to help me lose weight. An apple has only 50 to 80 calories and has no fat or sodium, obviously. It's very good for you. We don't have to worry about reading a label on an apple. You know, there's so many different types in the market now. If you like them tart or sour or very sweet or soft or more crisp. I mean, there's about a billion kinds of apples, and even picking your own apples is really, really fun. Apples are packed with vitamin C, A, and flavonoids, and with smaller amounts of phosphorus, iron, and calcium, and they provide a source of potassium, which promotes heart health. So there you have it. There's lots of good reasons to eat an apple a day. Your mother was right, and so am I. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.